Meanwhile, outside, a lone figure stalked the moors. It was Grendel the Ogre Bear, a gigantic furry monster, as hideously deformed as he was vile. His monstrous form sulked up to the window of Harrowth and peered in enviously.
Another night of feasting ends. Friends lie down to sleep with friends. But I know not the joys of being in the crowd. To dance and eat and sing and laugh and drink out loud. But the cookie jars of monsters are the heralds and men. If they would share their meat halls, I would gladly share my fen, share my fen. But humans can't be seen with me. They'd rather kill my family. They kicked me in the rain for 50 zillion years. Told their kids to spit on me and poke at me with spears. But now the time has come to rise up from the mud. If I can't drink their mead, I'll drink their greedy blood.
It's not wrong to kill evil. It's only natural that I be bloodthirsty in a bloodthirsty world. I'm sick of being on the outside, looking in. It's time for them to feel the wrath of Grendel.
If I can't solve it, if I can't make them treat me fair, violence won't resolve it. But it's all I've got, so I don't care. Good evening, Harrowth. Good evening and good night. I hope you don't mind if I drop in for a fight. Hrothgar says this hall is yours for everything you've done for him. And similarly, I've come to him to pay his thanks for what they've done to me. What they've done to me. What they've done to me.